At the onstage dance academy, ballet dancers are warming up at the bar. They're mostly teenage girls in bright pink leotards who've been dancing here since they were 2 or 3 years old. At the end of the bar is David Granham, the only boy and the only black kid. He just started a few years ago, but he's keeping up with the girls step for step. His instructors, Linda Mercer Botello and Ava Martinez, they say David isn't like most ballet dancers.
The way he dances is very different. He's very, very strong. When you watch him perform, he is a very good ballet dancer. He's very expressive. And a lot of male dancers don't have that.
David wasn't always a ballet dancer, but he was always a dancer. When he was 8 years old, he held rehearsals in his living room.
I used to just look up on early Saturday mornings and, like, you know, when they had like the music videos, like top 100 or something like that, I'd like go through them and like follow the dances, like my own little dance class on Saturday mornings.
It was mostly hip hop, and sometimes he'd choreograph the slow songs too, but never classical music. And one day at school, he finally got a chance to show off his moves.
A teacher, her name is Miss Pharisee, she noticed me, and we were supposed to do like splits, and I could get down a little farther than everyone else. And she's like, "Wow, you're pretty flexible." She said, "I have a friend, Linda Mercer Botello, and I'll give you $100 scholarship to go to her studio."
He was only in fifth grade. He walked in, he shook my hand, and he introduced himself. And he said to me, "You know, my name is David, and someday I want to go to Juilliard."
And I was like, "Listen, I don't know about this whole ballet thing." So I was like, "This is not going to work out." And so she's like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you, because that's like the foundation of dance." And so I was like, "Maybe I'll give it a try." And so I gave it a try, and I ended up really loving it. So,
but it wasn't that simple. David's parents divorced a few years before. So his mom had just become a single mother living in a new city in Section 8 housing with three kids. Ballet wasn't on the budget, but his dance teacher, Linda, saw his potential and gave him a scholarship.
She was just great. She gave me tap shoes, jazz shoes, ballet shoes, sweatpants, all this stuff too, shirts, all this stuff.
That was a few years ago, but recently, both of David's instructors saw that he needs more training. If he's serious about Juilliard, he has to study at a conservatory first. And the only way to get him into a conservatory is to enter him into the Youth American Grand Prix.
In this particular competition, there were 800 students, and they only choose three.
I was, like, really stressed out, and I was like, if this doesn't go well, if it does go well, it's whatever. I'm just quitting dance after this. I'm not going to do it again. So I made that, like, a really last performance kind of feel.
So David got on stage, and he danced like it was his last dance.
Performing variation from Satanella.
I stand in first position, and it's plié, and then I'm élongé. It's like, is my élongé long enough? Can I reach even more? And then that count is over. Then I reach out, and then I go into grand plié, and that's like the tricky one, because you want to make sure your knees are over your feet, and if they're not over your feet, why are you turning in? Fix yourself, David.
David won third place out of 800 students. Immediately after his performance, the judges called him up to their table.
They would say something to me, then they would talk to each other in Russian, laugh about it, then they'd say something else to me, talk to each other in Russian. So she finally asked me, she's like, "Okay, what is it? Where do you want to go? We'll get you there." And I was like, "Wait, what?"
They were offering him a scholarship to any conservatory of his choice. He talked it over with his coach and chose the Alvinelli Dance Company. But he couldn't go there because they don't have housing for teenagers. So eventually, he chose the Patel Conservatory in Florida, and they accepted him. With that kind of training, he could end up signing with a professional ballet company. Maybe he can go to his dream school, Juilliard. All he needs right now is a host family in Florida to provide housing. David talked about which ballet position would best describe this point in his life.
I would choose second arabesque, because my body is in two different directions, like an arabesque, like, because one leg's down here, one leg's over there. There's so much opposition, because there's so many different things that could happen right now. Like, I'm on edge. It's a very, like, twisted position, and I feel like my life right now is very, like, it could go any way.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Saeed Tijan Thomas in Fall River.